Hello, and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, the Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXEI Tucson. You're listening to a conversation with Nicole Person-Rennell, the Medical Director at the University of Arizona Mobile Health Program. Thank you so much for being here today, Nicole, and sharing about the University of Arizona Mobile Health Program. What is your organization's mission and vision?
The University of Arizona Mobile Health Program has been around since 1976, and we really work on providing healthcare and critical access to healthcare services for folks who are uninsured in Southern Arizona. So we are a clinical service. We do family medicine care and prenatal care for anyone who doesn't have healthcare, with the main barrier being insurance access.
How does your organization work toward that mission?
We offer and provide free clinical services a number of days a week, just kind of depending on what our templated schedule looks like. We have two different mobile health units or buses, and we go out in the community and then have one kind of more stationary site. We have clinics. Yesterday, for example, was a family medicine clinic, and we saw folks who needed IUDs. We saw folks who needed pap smears. We saw some folks for prenatal care. We worked on cholesterol screening, people for blood pressure, you know, a full spectrum of healthcare that people need. And again, it's free for folks who don't have health insurance.
Please share one of the highlights of one of your programs that help you execute your mission.
I would say some of the highlights for the program are, I almost think of them like the different arms of our program, if you will. So our clinical services, our family medicine clinic, and our prenatal clinic. We've also worked a lot in the past on vaccine access. So we were a big part of the community response to COVID-19 vaccination efforts in 2020, 21, 22. We have also worked in collaboration with a few other programs to run health screening events. We provide sports physicals in partnership with a lot of other community organizations. So I think we primarily think of ourselves as, you know, folks who are doing clinical care in a needed aspect in our community and reducing barriers. But at the same time, there's a lot of pieces of the program that come together to make things work and try to meet the need of what's being brought up by our community partners and what needs to be addressed at that time. One of our other program highlights, I think, is our prenatal program. It's pretty unique because it is truly a free program for people who are pregnant and find themselves without health insurance. A lot of the time, that can be in the setting of, you know, documentation issues or other things that prohibit people from accessing traditional forms of insurance. But a lot of times it's people who find themselves unable to get on their partner's insurance or in a gap in their insurance and in a critical time of their lives where they would like to be insured to get prenatal care for themselves and their pregnancy. So it's a really rewarding piece of our work. We see about 220 to 250 prenatal patients every year and work with them on their pregnancy needs. And then what's really lovely about our program as well is it's the same group of doctors who deliver those patients in the hospital. And so it's a really rewarding continuity-based model where we get to care for people over time and then see them as well for their postpartum care and kind of meet the needs that they have. So it's a really nice piece of the program too that really tries to meet that need in the community. The clinical work kind of continues regardless of the other arms, if you will. So every month we'll have about 9 half-day family medicine clinics and about 8 half-day prenatal clinics, depending on the week, in those different locations throughout Tucson.
How can people find out more about you?
A lot of our community information is word of mouth. And I'm so glad to be here today because I think there's always a chance to talk about the important work that is being done and how more people may benefit from our services or more people can get involved or support the program too. So if you're a patient who doesn't have health insurance and needs healthcare, the best way to get in touch with us is at our clinical phone number, 520-771-5570. And then for more information, our website is through the University of Arizona Department of Family and Community Medicine. I find that it's easiest when I talk to people just to Google University of Arizona Mobile Health Program.
You just heard a conversation with Nicole Person-Rennell, the medical director at the University of Arizona Mobile Health Program.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.
Thank you.